China partly cloudy with a high near the 80s to near 90. Sunny, mostly dry Wednesday with a high of near 90. Isolated to widely scattered showers by Thursday and Friday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
The first annual St. Tammany Hamburger Festival, North Shore's newest family-friendly event, with live country, rock, Motown, Zydeco, and more. Featuring arts, crafts, food vendors, hamburger eating contest, hamburger cook-off, a baby crawling contest.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
Mm, when the sun comes
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain.
Stop your sighing.
Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling.
Keep on smiling.
And the world will smile.
Of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with another episode of The Beat Exchange. So we'll have James Neighbors on from the founder of Overpasses for America. And he was going to have a Seven Deadly Sins segment ready for us, but we're just going to talk about it. And then we have Miss Phoenix Kingsley. And she's a friend of the Beat Exchange on the national stage. And we're going to have her take on...
Hi, Barbara.
Oh, hello. How you doing? James,
I'm good.
There?
How are you?
Oh, hello.
Yeah, there we are. Yeah, so might as well get right into it about the abortion level. Y'all had some pretty interesting things to say about it. And, well, you know, they firebombed in Madison, Wisconsin... but that's where Wisconsin is going for decertification of 2020. So I really believe these riots, even though they're against the law, are a distraction to exposing the method and the different states that, you know, have had enough of discovering how deep the vote rigging went for 2020 and that the secretaries of state, which without chain of custody custody documents, should never have certified the election results. And so that's what we're going through now. And, of course, the 2000 Mules movie, and you saw it, didn't you, Ms. Kingsley?
I did, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it when it premiered.
Right. And so that kind of is the affirmation for people to see for themselves. Zuckerberg's Dropboxes war ballot stuffing cartel. And even the states that had Trump votes flipped, they never did correct that vote count. To, you know, it was flipped to Biden, so they could...
Well,
go ahead.
The whole thing was a complete sham. And, I mean, everybody knows it. And even according to polls now, the majority of Americans, and that includes Democrats,
mm-hmm.
now believe that the 2020 election had some, you know, very big problems with voter fraud, you know, and it's not a conspiracy theory. It's not a fringe minority that thinks that something went wrong and that things were set up and rigged. And so if you're feeling that way, if you're, you know, if you're a Democrat voter and you're kind of feeling that maybe something squirrely went on with the election, well, you're not alone, so don't be shy about it.
Well, you know, they had some people standing up and, you know, say, what are y'all going to wait for? You know, what's going to happen? And so I know for a fact that there's citizen grand juries happening, and it's very difficult to get the new United States Attorney General to investigate when he's part of an illegitimate regime.
He'll never, you know, that's like asking the mafia to throw themselves in prison for, you know, money laundering or tax fraud. I mean, right. It's just not, you know, the criminals do not throw themselves in prison.
Right. And
unless you're Sammy the Bull. Sorry.
No, sorry about it. I mean, it's so bad down here in New Orleans, Miss Kingsley, that the FBI's basically taken over the New Orleans Police Department. 50 police officers walked off the job. And
I don't think you're any better off.
Right.
I mean, have you seen the FBI lately? You know?
I know. Well, there's enough in New Orleans to cause a stir, you know, to make it look like they're doing something. And, you know, we got a lot down here. But it's good to see that the Richardson official, the top ranking from Public Integrity, now we know why things with Tara Clark from the 3rd District didn't go anywhere in an investigation, or Sergeant Jackson from the 5th, because they put Richardson, after they caught a double dipping, but really triple dipping, they put her in the 3rd District as a captain. So, you know, I don't think she can help Tara Clark now, and that's going to be a little more shady getting to, but you know, there's a lot that has been going on with the police, and if it wouldn't be for people to continuously expose it, it's like when Eddie Compass was superintendent of the New Orleans Police Department, they had people who were being robbed in the quarter constantly by the same people. And then the police reports disappeared because he wanted to show that he was... He needed a crime fighting award and to become superintendent. And they found that out during a civil service commission hearing because the police officers wanted his job back. And so that came out, but Mayor Nagin still kept him on. So that was sort of surprising, you know, because it was like we lost the police department back then. And so anything that has been coming up since is just more the same, just worse. Organized crime is more thugs.
You know,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about how these police have problems with high crime rates, right? Mm-hmm. And it would be really easily fixed if they were to, say, expedite concealed carry permits and things like that. Mm-hmm. Because if the criminals know that there's a pretty good chance that their would-be victims can defend themselves, then crime by default drops because they don't want somebody they can fight back. They want a victim.
Exactly.
And so it always amazes me, these places, these cities that have these restrictive gun laws, and yet they wonder why there's rampant violence all over the place and robberies and things like this. And when the thieves understand that there's a pretty good chance they might get shot for doing what they're trying to do, or at least somebody's going to try to do it, whether they
right.
succeed or not, they go to do different crimes. They don't do those types of things, and it's usually bigger money crimes, but it's not the type where they're just shooting people or stabbing people or anything like that. And I don't understand how these cities, these gun control cities, can honestly say that they're protecting their citizens when they restrict firearms. When if you look at violent crime rate in cities and states that have constitutional carry versus cities and states that have extremely restrictive gun rights, you can see a direct correlation and a drop in violence in the states where the citizenry is openly armed.
Right.
So, I mean, the solution's right there. It's very simple. It's in the Constitution.
See, James, right, James has a background in criminal justice. So we're going to take a break in a little bit. In the background, you'll hear Beverly Guitar Watkins with the Rick Fowler Band. Be back after this break. You're listening to The Beat Exchange on WGSO.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best, specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, May 14th and 15th at the Ilario Center. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, May 14th and 15th at the Ilario Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
We'll have more of that. Yeah, did y'all see the Kentucky Derby? You know, with Rich Strike. Well, y'all missed something. Y'all really did. And you know what, Patty? If the two horses that were ahead weren't showboating and should have stayed along the rail, But man, he just came. Y'all have to look at it to see it. It's wild. Rich Strike came in. It's wild. And it just shows that anybody could come from behind and become a winner. And it's just brilliant. The move was brilliant.
I'm going to have to go watch it now.
Yeah, no, you're going to have to. I should have asked y'all before we got on air to watch it because it's like brilliant. I kept watching it over and over. And I saw it when it was happening live, you know, but there it goes. But
hey, can I touch back on James's statement real quick about the crime rate?
Yes.
You know, I agree with everything he said, and I absolutely 100% am on board. Uh-huh. But the second part of that is we need to stop prosecuting victims for defending themselves.
Oh
my gosh, absolutely.
Boy, do you have that one right. Or having, when you call Elderly Protective Services and you say, look, we got a crazy woman in the house, and we haven't been dealing with this woman anymore. Last time she was around, she had multiple cell phones in her purse with people's names taped to them. And now she's back in the house interfering with my mother having a nurse for the operation on a thumb. We need help. And so, nothing. But now they're pretending they got Elderly Protective Services going on in Baton Rouge. But I'm going to ring that number a little bit later in the show. I'm going to show you they got nothing. Nothing.
The scary thing with where we are, where we seem to be right now, is if somebody breaks into your house and you shoot them because they're threatening you, you get prosecuted.
Right.
How is that normal?
I say go.
Yeah, you know, see, that's a universal doctrine law. You know, Oklahoma, I think we were one of the first that kind of created that trend. And back then, we called it the Make My Day Law, literally, you know, and it was like a dare. Go ahead, break into the house. You know, back then, they even had more strict rules on it where they had to be in the house. You know, they couldn't be outside the house. But now, you can be in a Walmart parking lot and somebody threatens you and boom,
it's
perfectly legal.
This woman that's tied to people on the St. Bernard Parish Police Department, we even went and reported her to the DA's office, and I reported her to the sheriff, and I told them what they were doing. I was the victim of two sexual assaults from the son coming on the premises just as a grass cutter, and never allowed to let him in the house. And the first thing that my mother said to me, he's on the property. Okay, don't be friends. Now, he was on, what my mother was telling me was she was surprised he was on the property because he wasn't supposed to come around ever again because he had barged into our house once before. That's how my mother got her black eye. And I know what the police department does because they tried, when I called the police to come to the house with them, with the son was trying to break into the house, they were trying to get me to open up the door. So here, it's a setup for a conspiracy for the commission of a murder. And that wasn't the only time that they tried to get to me with the salvo. And this is the cash cow of the reputed Canadian drug trafficker turned record producer, Daniel Lanois, the Charbonnets and Phil Whitman of the Stone Pigman Law Firm, staging gang stalking, gang assaults in Orleans Parish and Hyde Place into St. Bernard Parish within hours. I mean, it's sad. And this is supposed to be law enforcement. So I say because it's so corrupt with the men wearing badges and guns, everybody get armed and take care of it yourself. And then call the police. Because if somebody's coming to your house and you don't want them around and they forcing their way in, that is a home invasion. If they use a key and it's unauthorized use of a key, it's still a home invasion with the unauthorized use of a key. Now, there's more to it, and I'll be explaining it to other people with badges and guns that came to town. So... we're going to get a lot of things straight.
everybody ought to start pushing your state legislature for constitutional carry. I mean,
That's what Chris Patron was doing.
Everywhere around
no,
you.
Chris,
so.
But that's what Chris Patron was doing. That's what they're doing, constitutional carry.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, everybody around you has got it now.
Yeah,
so.
But in your but constitutional carry in your house, somebody steps over that threshold that you don't want in the house, and they being aggressive. This woman and her son had serious arrests under different aliases for elderly abuse, under different aliases, still couldn't get nothing done because they connected to Phil Whitman at the Stone Pigman Law Firm, DeSalvo, and handles all the dirty cops. You know, now we know why the city is under siege with violence. Yeah. Dirty attorneys taking care of dirty cops and bring forward, what's his name, Bigelow. They got thrown off the bench. So instead of forcing him to early retirement and disbarring him, they should have forced him into prison and disbarred him. He should have become a jailhouse lawyer. But no, I had to deal with him threatening me. You want to talk? You want to be in a conference with the judge? I'm going to see to it that you get an assault charge. Because they just make it up. I might have 3 pages, you know, like as if I've been arrested every single week. Not ever. They just make it up. And that's what I'm going to change. And I'm also going to have enough information to where this Louisiana Judiciary Commission making a point of, oh, judges, it's a moot issue if a judge steps off the bench. Nah, that's
a fix. It never used to be like that.
Yeah, but that's how it is in Louisiana. But no, you know, it should go after them personally. You want to fix a case where it's irreparable damage, humbug Naris. There's your irreparable damage. And then...
Well, and, you know, I don't know. I think that all this corruption has come about because this nation doesn't have a moral center anymore. Okay. And it's anything goes right
exactly.
now. And we have to fix that. All of us have to fix
no,
that. How exactly
us.
You do it in your own area, you know, that depends
That's
on
right.
the people. But
exactly.
But we have to start holding people accountable for their actions again. We can't, you know, we have to speak up. The people do, mm-hmm. you know, enough small voices spoken together.
It's us being mistreated.
Well, it is. We're paying their salary to be abused.
Exactly. So we're going to go for another little break, and we're going to come back with more carrying on. Listen to WGSO 990 AM.
Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best, specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy Sign Capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. A state wildlife and fisheries agent is credited with saving 9 people off the coast of Grand Isle this past weekend. Sergeant Stephen Rhodes was patrolling the beach in that area when he noticed a boat taking on water before capsizing. After helping 8 people onto his boat, he went into the water to save a little girl trapped under the boat, then performed CPR until she was breathing on her own. LDWF spokesman Adam Ike says Rhodes did everything right.
His training kicked in. He did everything, you know, that he was supposed to do. Time was of the essence, and he had a lot of help from some good Samaritans as well.
The Louisiana Family Forum, a strong pro-life lobby, says it won't support a House bill making abortion a crime punishable with prison time. Caddo Parish Representative Danny McCormick's bill is set for House debate this week. LFF's Gene Mills says the bill has some language problems and needlessly punishes the mother.
We've always said it's the provider that needs to be limited by virtue of public policy. I think that's unhelpful and unnecessary and maybe even harmful.
This is news on LRN.
Made in America. What does that mean? At Mueller Metal Roofs and Buildings, it means a family coming together to get a job done the best way we know how. It means a marriage between state-of-the-art and good old-fashioned know-how. It means caring about the product and the people who use it. It means pride in a job well done. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
J.R. and Kim built the barn home of their dreams thanks to Mueller.
I was inspired by all of the options we saw on the Mueller website. I really wanted to bring in some of our surroundings, including metal and wood together, kind of mirroring our acreage or our lot, incorporating like an industrial modern look.
Working with Mueller was awesome. What I loved about the Mueller rep was that he gave us options. If I had a question, he would answer it.
We found the best with Mueller.
Visit our website today at MuellerInc.com.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's ranch for bread. Leidenheimer.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Things have to get before you do something. Do they have to take away all the...
course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM and in New Orleans live. Barbara Hoover with another episode of the Beat Exchange. I'm sitting here with James Neighbors, the founder of Overpasses for America, and Miss Phoenix Kingsley. And she's a friend of the Beat Exchange on the national stage. So that's all we're going to say about Miss Kingsley now. But, you know, Schumer is talking about codifying federal law to give people abortion rights. He's frankly saying, no matter what happens, y'all can have abortion rights. Well, this guy is a scum, because this is the deal. He impregnated one of his daughter's friends. The child had to have an abortion. And when it became known, the kid committed suicide because of the shame. But he says, oh, that's something different than him bugging a girl.
Yeah.
And so for this freak to be standing up there and dictating what they can do, no matter what the court says, that's crazy. That's not what should be happening. He doesn't have that right to do it.
He's the very last person in the world that should be, you know, passing, you know, saying anything of the sort. You know, that old, you know, he's like the poster child for judge not lest he be judged, because he's the hypocrite in the room.
He's also a pedophile, and you need to see those pictures with him with the young black girls. You know,
no, I could have told you he was before I'd ever seen those. He's got the body language and the look, and he creeps me out every time I see the man, because I know he's done heinous things.
Now, Phoenix had said something about with everybody's going after the
women.
Women.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing to me, and I'm just going to throw this out there, and sorry if I'm not supposed to, but you know, you can get a woman that sleeps with 100 men in 1 year, and she still only makes one baby. But you get 100 men sleeping with 100 different women, and they make 100 babies.
No, 1,000,
so
100 men.
Shouldn't we be attacking both sides of this? We need to educate everybody, not just women. It shouldn't all just fall on the women.
They need to be responsible, everybody.
So, you know, when I was in high school, AIDS came around, right? And we all got to listen to Anthony Fauci's first round of genocide.
Right.
But one thing that got really beaten into our heads, and because of HIV, they did something that makes birth control really easy and free, and that's every health department in the country gives away free condoms.
Right.
And you know, when AIDS came around, and, I mean, we didn't know if it was going to go airborne, didn't know how you could get it exactly. I mean, it was kind of scary. You know, it was this real live disease that was going to kill you. And so, of course,
unlike
they were talking
COVID.
Safe sex like crazy. And that's when we started having taxpayer-funded free birth control at health clinics and things like that. I mean, all across the country, everywhere. And so people saying that, I can't afford birth control. Well, that's fantastic. I mean, I'm sorry that you can't, but the good news is all you got to do is take a walk down to the health department. So there is no excuse for there not being the option. And I don't know, the last I checked, human beings were above, you know, these rutting animals that lost control of their senses just because they got a little hormone mix blown in. And, you know, we can be responsible when we want to be, so I don't know what the big deal is anyway.
Well, when we hit on...
Not according to Democrats.
Right.
According to Democrats, that's why rapists are allowed to go free, is because they couldn't control themselves.
Well, we get in a Looney Tune on a Supreme Court bench that can't define what is a woman and is known for...
I don't believe she will last on the Supreme Court. I think that she will end up being impeached. I think she'll be the first modern era Supreme Court justice to be removed from the bench.
Well,
because
you know,
she is beyond incompetent and just dangerous.
Dangerous, but let me tell you, the one who got the ruling started in the states about late-term abortion was Elena Kagan when she was Solicitor General under the Clinton administration. They wanted the ruling, and so she acquired it under the color of law by altering a medical report to claim that no pain is suffered in late-term abortions. Now, if you happen to see an abortion on Live Leaks, I saw a flash of it.
It's horrible.
The baby, the unborn baby, is in the womb fighting the rod that's trying to kill it.
Now, yeah, it's not.
Kagan ought to be impeached because she altered a medical report. Now, when she was nominated, she had disbarment proceedings that were floating around. And they had been trying to push for that for years. And, of course, President Obama didn't want that to happen. So she went into confirmation hearings with no writings. They concealed and withheld her writings as Solicitor General under the Clinton administration and Solicitor General under the Obama administration, Obama-Biden. Now, how can you get confirmed if you refuse to put up your writings? This is what I don't understand.
Well, it should have never happened.
She was never on the bench. She was a dean of Harvard Law School who refused to allow recruiting services to have access to the Korea Services Department on campus.
And when, yep, I remember that.
And when she got a Supreme Court ruling against what she was doing, protesting, she still refused to allow Korea services on the recruiting offices on the premises, which they were to be given equal access to the Korea Services Department. So Kagan should not be on the bench. Should have never been confirmed. But here, they did it. I watched the whole thing. They were doing it to appease Obama. What the hell is that? Now look what we're doing to appease an unindicted, incestuous pedophile. Oh, he's just having a bad day. No, the man's nuts. And Pelosi, who put him in office, she's just as crazy to think that we should have to submit to this. I don't care who's around. We deserve better than this garbage, because that's what it is.
You know what I figured out in the last 20 years? If you want to avoid charges, become a politician.
Oh, there you go. That's good. Look, I'm a recovering Democrat, but that doesn't mean I wouldn't go back if they straightened up, but don't look like they will. So I'm independent.
I think it's going to take an implosion for that to happen, and we aren't quite there yet.
Well, for one thing, they can prove election crimes for 2020, and in reviewing that, they proved that for 2018 midterms, when we had a red tsunami on election night, that California Democrats, Pelosi and Adam Schiff, lost their re-election. But they had it rigged for them, finding boxes of uncounted ballots days and weeks after the election. And so they allowed them to enter those into the vote count without verifying the ballots to see if they were actual eligible voters. And this is why we can't get younger people in office, because everything's rigged for the old scum. Now, you would think they'd want to go do something else with the money that they stole, the insider trading money, and give us a break. So we're going to come back. We got to take another little break and finish out the last segment of the Beat Exchange and Hang Ten.
Thank you. ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, May 14th and 15th at the Ilario Center. Show hours, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, May 14th and 15th at the Ilario Center. Show hours, 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company, and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer,
that's French for bread.
Leidenheimer.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
The time has come for our nation to come together as a group, as a community, and as a family of brothers and sisters. Have you been searching for a patriot group to join? At AP3%, we believe that citizens from all walks of life must stand unified, peaceful, and in a legitimate manner to overcome tyranny. Our goal and mission are simple. We believe in the sanctity and principles of the Constitution of the United States of America in its entirety. We fully support all constitutional law enforcement, first responders, and the military. AP3%, reclaiming America, one patriot at a time. APIII.US.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Rock me all night long. Is that all right, y'all? Oh, rock me, baby. Rock me all night long.
Yes, so you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barahoo with the Beat Exchange. So, guys, we're doing the last segment of the show, and we're here with Phoenix Kingsley and Mr. James Neighbors, the founder of Overpasses for America. So, Breezy, who's doing a tattoo right now, but she wanted to come on in and give us her take on the abortion. She thinks that, she told me this and asked me if she could be on air about it. She had said that there should be more options, that they should say adoption. You know, if Planned Parenthood has this big operation, should say adoptions and also surrogate services, you know, instead of abortion. And I wish Breezy was here because she's very adamant about it. But maybe
well, I know
next
that one thing that we'll absolutely have to do is adoption's got to be made a business.
I don't know exactly what goes on in the process, but I know that, yeah, it's expensive, and that's ridiculous. You know, why should a loving family have to fork out, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, you know, just to, you know, raise a child?
Right.
And it makes no sense at all. And so we've got to fix that problem. And, you know, we're going to have to refigure some things out that we used to know how to do before 1973.
Right.
So, you know, this is going to be a trying period if it is indeed overturned. You know, and like Phoenix was saying earlier, you know, men have got to be taught to be responsible.
Well, it's got to be left up to the states, period. Left up to the states. We got to get it all back to the states. You know, you don't like the way one state is run, then you can move to another state. But as far as letting these people like Pelosi and Schumer all decide what we're going to be doing, no, it's too authoritarian, and it's way out. And I have yet to get over when Mayorkas turned around and said, told the Cuban people who were fighting in Cuba, which we can't get any information of what's going on in Cuba. Thank you, Obama, again. Then Mayorkas made a public announcement. He's the secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, and he stated to tell and to the Cubans, don't bother coming to America. We won't let you in. How can you say that? They should pull this man out by his ankles.
I guess they need to go to Mexico and come through truckers, and say they're from Colombia.
Yeah, all you truckers where you got everybody's back, get down to the damn border. That's where they need people. It's like a sieve. You got to be kidding. I'm having videos sent to me. It's unbelievable. And, of course, we see things on whatever they agree to show us, but I'm not digging it at all. So what we got? We got the thing on. So we're gonna close out. We're gonna close out the Beat Exchange. We're coming up. So James, what some pearls of wisdom do you have to leave the listening audience with until next week?
Well, just remember that we do indeed live in a republic and not a democracy, and
constitutional republic.
Exactly, and if regardless of whatever side of the abortion issue you're on, rest assured that even if it becomes illegal in one state and not another, or however it flips out when it's all done, if that is a big issue for you, you can always pack up your things and move to a state that agrees with what you believe in. That's the beauty of a republic. And we have 50 different flavors of diversity when that republic is appreciated. So rejoice, everybody, because if this is indeed overturned, and it appears it's going to, we will be taking a step toward being a republic with our individual cultures in each state, so we can all go on vacation and road trips and laugh at the weird people in other states.
That's cute. No, that's cute. What about Phoenix? Phoenix still on the line?
I'm still here, yes.
Oh, yeah. What do you have to say to leave people with something to think about next week?
Instead of fighting with each other, maybe we should be kind to each other and try and explain our differences. That's my pearl of wisdom.
Well, let me give you another real pearl of wisdom. We got an illegitimate regime that was installed by Pelosi. There's no way of getting along with it. It's too out there.
At a local level. Instead of arguing with each other, we need to explain to each other why we feel the way we feel, mm-hmm. and then see if we can, not reason, but at least understand where each other's coming from locally.
Right.
Not the government. We can't fix that. They're broke. It's done.
It's
that
done,
part's
right.
broken.
So, you know, the disinformation.
But talk to your neighbor
arena.
And see why we feel different.
Right.
Mostly importantly, where you agree, because mm-hmm. I guarantee you, somewhere in there, you'll have a common bond.
Yeah, around coffee, or when they roll
and music.
One. Yeah, when they roll in one and one and music. Now, the disinformation's arena that Biden has chosen, she was behind the Trump Russia collusion hoax. And she was also behind saying that Hunter Biden's laptop was a Russian disinformation and the Wuhan lab was not true with COVID, and also said there were no bio labs or bio weapons anywhere. But we see with Ukraine.
She definitely knows misinformation.
Yeah, definitely. And now Bono of U2 is running with the Clintons. So I guess we need to check in to see what's going on at Sir Richard Branson's island. And we had a young woman, who was kidnapped from New Orleans maybe a couple years ago. We never heard about that, never heard about it anymore after she returned. She was repeatedly raped, kidnapped, brought to the Virgin Islands, and then they thought that when she returned that she was under the people's thumb and would not go to the authorities, but she did. So we don't know what's going on with that, so we need an investigative journalist from some television network to go find out, I think. And also we'd like to know if there's any going to be an enclosure about the body found in City Park, you know, from the porn industry. Oh.
Now, the scariest thing to the federal government is that the people unite, and we need to do that.
Mm-hmm. That'll be good.
If we unite, we don't need them.
Right.
We all deserve transparency and honesty in our government, regardless of our political affiliations. I mean,
absolutely.
Seriously, imagine if we had a government that was not corrupt, that could actually work out things. I don't know. It'd be a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. So let's get together and kick them out.
We're going to have to, or it's going to get real ugly real soon.
Okay, put that on forever. All right, we'll see you in same time next week, 7 o'clock on the Heat Exchange. Barbara, who is
Thanks, Barbara.
You're welcome. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless America.
Right. God bless America.
Join me, BJ Rust, for the Something to Say radio show weeknights at 6 p.m. I'll be joined by Mike Henson, and we will discuss sports, music, entertainment, and everything in between. No subjects are off limits, and your calls are welcome. Don't forget to join me on Tuesdays whenever I give you the inside scoop on what's going on in the world of professional wrestling. So join us for the Something to Say radio show weeknights at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Marianne Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076.
The best place for cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana is the John Mason Show, every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, broadcasting live from the heart of New Orleans, Louisiana.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has signed a bill designed to speed up the process of getting U.S. military aid to Ukraine. The bipartisan measure also expands Biden's authority to expedite agreements with Ukraine and other Eastern European nations. The president did not take questions from reporters during a brief Oval Office signing ceremony. Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers says a suspected arson at a pro-life office is a horrible incident. Speaking at a groundbreaking ceremony, Evers called for arrests in the fire at the Wisconsin Family Action Office over the weekend. Wall Street is extending its steep sell-off. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 653 points to close at 32,245, the S&P falling 132 points, and the NASDAQ dropping 521. USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. ethosliferadio.com. Go get your quote now.
The world is watching Russian President Vladimir Putin today as Russia celebrates Victory Day.
The Victory Day Parade refers to the annual military parade of the Russian Armed Forces on Moscow's Red Square. Monday's celebration on the World War II victory had some shades of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin speaking via a translator.
Those who defeated the Nazis showed us an example of heroism for all eternity. This was a generation of victors, and we shall always look up to them. Glory to our great armed forces. For Russia. For victory. Hurrah. Hurrah.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Former President Trump is in Dallas Monday for a private fundraiser. It's the first of two trips to Texas this month. The former president's event tonight is dubbed Countdown to the Majority. Later this month, Trump will headline a public rally in Austin. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The White House says high-speed internet service is a necessity in today's world. President Joe Biden says the bipartisan infrastructure law will help millions of Americans gain access to high-speed internet at a low cost.
Nearly 40% of the households in America qualify. And if you qualify, you're going to get a $30 credit per month toward your internet bill, which most folks will mean they get on for nothing.
He says that in addition to being a